Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your thoughts in terms of being of allowing the public to come in and address their lawmakers and other lawmakers in Erie County about the issues that are on the agenda?
I thought it was great, and I've been long wanting to have this, but I thought today was a beautiful first day. Both of the speakers were from my district, Amherst. Both are ones that I actually know. I met Todd on the first time I ran when I was calling him, so I know he moved here from Florida. He grew up here. He's a teacher in Florida. He moved here to help his mom. He's a great guy, and he spoke and added so much value about like the citation of how the federal government financing of food banks has been affected, and in addition to just the SNAP cut down, and that's one thing. And then Paul Wolf is an attorney that his practice is outside of my district, but he lives in our district, and he spoke very well on the term limits, which I'm in favor of, and he spoke very well on not reducing it, increasing the term to 4 years, which I actually am in favor of. And I thought he gave a really good presentation, and I thought both speakers were eloquent, thorough, added value in facts and in reasonableness. I'm really excited, and I hope a lot of people come and speak.
So you're understanding that this is going to be a regular thing going forward, that every time that you meet for these regular meetings, that there will be this period where if the people of Erie County have concerns about whatever's on the agenda, they can come speak for a few minutes about it.
And I love the fact the way that it was, this wasn't my idea, but it was our chair's idea to have the first group of speakers for the first 30 minutes is people who are speaking just on budget items. Mm-hmm. Because why have you speak after you already voted on something? Mm-hmm. So this way you can, like these people did today, to add value to the conversation. And then the second half is after, which we didn't have anyone today, but the second half is adding people who on any topic of public concern. Mm-hmm. So on that thing is really great, because then it gives us something to go home with and chew on to think like, hey, that's a great idea someone who brought up. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect, like I said, it wasn't my idea, but it was like to that split. But it's a beautiful idea and really well done that we can split up to have at the beginning of the meeting people come to speak on, you know, the topics that we are going to be talking about. And I also invite people to come to the work session if they want, because a lot of our work is done there at 10 o'clock. And that's a good time to come to see what we're going to be talking about, too. And that's open to the public as well.
Yeah, I think you talked about it a little bit where, you know, having just that little extra element kind of helps move things along. And just, you know, for people that may have an issue with whatever's on the agenda and they have, you know, thoughts, what's your statement to them? Because I know that oftentimes that sometimes meetings are called for public hearings and sometimes they're sparsely attended and other times they're more so attended. So what's your message for the voters of Erie County if they do have concerns or thoughts about anything that's before the lawmakers?
I think first off is to expand yourself beyond what's before us today and really give lawmakers, myself included, ideas, suggestions, comments. Some of the best things I ever did so far as a legislator weren't my ideas, they came from other people. So you're not limited to just what's on the agenda at that time, and to contact ahead of time. And that's one thing. Second thing is that the more I do think that we should change our rules to say public comment, we should give more notice than these very short notices as far as for the issue of the public hearings. And the public hearings, the way it's set up, is kind of like after it's already been approved to go to a public hearing, and it's sort of like it's hard to change it because then you have to have another public hearing. Mm-hmm. So I do think that the public hearing, the way it's done, is sort of dissatisfying to a voter because of the fact that it's not a fait accompli, but it's pretty much like on the road to that, either a yes or no at that point, mm-hmm. as opposed to the value of today of somebody coming in and then we can change something to effectuate what the person says. So they can become a part of the decision-making process. We're representative democracy for sure, okay? But every legislator knows what they know, and then there's hundreds of thousands of other people who know a lot of other stuff we don't know. So the more that it can be brought in earlier, the better to make a better product.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.